Hello, welcome to The World Today. I'm Shane McLeod. This Friday, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, gets an egg thrown at her during her visit to Western Australia as she confronts critics in a state where the government's facing one of its biggest election challenges. And markets are sceptical about the European Union's plan to check the health of the region's banks to ensure they can weather the widening debt crisis storm.
When we look back at the credit crunch which precipitated all of this, the reason it came about wasn't because of some of the things in the stress test, such as what would you do on a 3% drop in GDP. The 3% drop in GDP happened after the credit crunch. What caused it was valuation of assets and the ability to pull in money. That's not quite convincingly covered by this, so I think the market's going to pretty much ignore the results of this.
First this lunchtime, the federal government's controversial internet filter has been put on ice for at least a year. The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, says the delay will allow for an independent review of the guidelines that govern what will end up on the government's blacklist. The review will look at what makes up refused classification-rated content, the types of sites that will be banned. The government has ruled out making the list of banned sites public, saying not only does it pose a risk, but publishing the addresses of child pornography websites is a criminal offence in Australia. While the review will take a year, some of the country's major internet service providers have agreed to voluntarily block child abuse and child pornography sites, and we'll hear from one of those companies in a moment. The Minister for Communications made the announcement on the government's cyber safety policy in Melbourne a short time ago. Our reporter Rachel Carbonell has been there. She joins us now. Rachel, what has the Minister announced?
The key part of today's announcement was essentially a raft of transparency and accountability measures in relation to the government's proposed internet filter. And what that will involve, the central part of that will be an independent review of the classification process for how sites are rated refused classification, which is the highest classification they can be given. And so that review will look at what the guidelines are and whether or not they still reflect community norms. The last review of those guidelines was in 2004, and that's been a critical part of the concern for some people who are worried about censorship. Stephen Conroy seems to want to placate the community about what sorts of things will result in a refused classification rating.
Let's be clear on what this policy involves. It will be a requirement for internet service providers to block content that is deemed refused classification, or RC, according to the National Classification Scheme. RC content includes child sexual abuse imagery, bestiality, sexual violence, detailed instruction in crime, violence or drug use, and or material that advocates the doing of a terrorist act. Under Australia's existing classification regulations, this material is not available in news agencies, it is not on library shelves, you cannot watch it on a DVD or at the cinema, and it is not shown on television. Under laws passed by the previous government, refused classification material is not available on Australian-hosted websites. Unfortunately, where this content is hosted overseas, nothing can be done to remove it.
That's the Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy. Rachel Carbonell, what types of things will actually come under the ambit of the review?
Well, it will be all of the things that make up refused classification, but you would imagine some of the grey areas will be the focus of the most intense scrutiny, and they're things like images of crimes taking place which currently fall under refused classification. And so that can include things like graffiti or stencil art, which some people argue is not the sort of thing that should be banned from the internet. Some of the other things that you might imagine would be sexual fetishes, which obviously are very offensive to some people and not so offensive to other people. So they're some of the grey areas that I imagine will come under intense scrutiny as part of this review.
And who's going to actually conduct the review?
Nobody's been announced yet. Stephen Conroy has simply said that it'll be an independent person and probably somebody like a retired judge. There's a bit of a process that needs to happen now because it falls under the portfolio of the Home Affairs Minister, Brendan O'Connor, and in order for this review to happen, he needs to write to state and territory ministers and request that they take part in this review, and it's expected to take at least a year or about a year.
Cyber safety has been one of these big issues for the Communications Minister. Did he have other policies he announced today?
This accountability and This accountability thing was part of a much wider policy announcement. I've just lost my notes there. He did outline a number of other initiatives as part of a multi-million dollar package.
This $125.8 million policy includes a range of measures. $49 million for law enforcement by providing 91 additional AFP officers to the Child Protection Unit. Funding for a range of education programs for children, parents and teachers through the ACMA outreach program. Funding for the CyberSmart website and online counselling service. Establishing the government's 500-strong youth advisory group and consultative working group on cyber safety.
That's the Communications Minister Stephen Conroy. Before that, our reporter in Melbourne, Rachel Carbonell.